You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO. It's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
What's up, everybody? It's me. It's your girl, Sassy Scribe of Situations with Sassy, coming to you once again with another hot fire show here on Bashani Radio New York City and worldwide on the top three podcasting platforms. That is iHeart, iTunes, and Spotify. So listen, I want to thank you for continuing to like, listen, and share to Situations with Sassy. Remember to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. I'm going to be pretty quick today. I'm a little disgusted. I'm a little disturbed. And you should be too. In the last week, and we're just into the first week, first full week of July, there has been several mass shootings. And over the 4th of July holiday, there were 22 mass shootings in 17 states. 22. It's reported that there were 22 mass shootings across 17 states, including Washington, D.C. And you all know that I'm here in the DMV. That's D.C., Maryland, Virginia. 20 people were killed, more than 100 people were injured. And that's according to the Gun Violence Archive. But yet we don't have massive gun control, because they're saying it's the people that are killing people and it's not the guns, as if it's not the massive amount of unregulated guns that are on the street and the deregulations and the fact that there is no criminal background check, the fact that you have governors in like in the state of Florida where anybody or Missouri. And I notice this in most red states where the gun rules are so lax. But just here in the DMV in the state of Maryland, we've had two mass shootings in a week. One was in an area called Brooklyn. So like Brooklyn, it's in Brooklyn, Maryland, and it was a community block party. And I believe 14 people were shot. 14 people were shot, 5 or 6 killed. And then today, I wake up and there was another mass shooting on the eastern shore of Maryland at yet another block party. It's getting to the point where I, as an extremely social person, I'm getting to the point where I'm not really wanting to be in crowds. Because you'll never know what's happening. Your head is always on the swivel. They've had a mass shooting in Philadelphia where the guy said that he was just trying to clean up the street. So you have this air of vigilantism. And I think it all started during the Black Lives Matter movement when Kyle Rittenhouse was actually acquitted when he crossed state lines, courtesy of his parents, to quote unquote, go and be a patriot to fight the rioters in Wisconsin and ended up killing two people and was acquitted by quote unquote, a jury of his peers. So now that that has happened, right? You have all of these other vigilantes that are out here, think they're doing patriotic work. And we saw that live and on display. Yes, I'm going back to January 6th. We saw that live and on display because let's be real with this. When you think mass shooters, black people do not come to mind. You think drive-by shooting. Unfortunately, you think black people. But when I hear a mass shooter, like the guy that shot the people at the concert in Vegas or the Uvalde or any of these type of mass shootings that we see, I never think of a person of color. I think of a young white boy who can't get any pussy, who's mad at the world because he can't get the woman that he wants. So now he's going to go out and instead of killing himself, he's going to go and kill everybody else. We have no gun laws. We have idiots in Congress who look at the fact of you wanting gun reform as part of the quote unquote woke liberal mob. They bastardized the term woke because woke doesn't mean what they want you to think it means. And I explained that in a few episodes previously. So you can go back and you can listen to them. I'm not going to reiterate it. We all that listens to me, part of the Melanated Collective, we know what woke means. We know what woke means. But this country is going to hell in a fucking handbasket. We've had 338 mass shootings so far. 338. In 2023, and it's fucking July. And people don't see a problem with that? People aren't tired of turning on the television and seeing somebody that went smooth the fuck off and decided to just randomly shoot people? We don't see an issue with this? Because I'm tired. I'm tired of seeing it. I don't even want to turn the news on anymore. And I'm sitting here trying not to get emotional. This shit shouldn't be affecting me the way that it is. But it is. We don't have the resources. We don't have the manpower. We don't have people that are as pissed off as I am, willing to make those phone calls, willing to send those emails, willing to do whatever we need to do to get the fucking legislators that are in there that refuse to do these laws and get the ones in there. And once we get them in there, hold their feet to the fire and hold them accountable for changing these goddamn laws. The country is going backwards slowly. Every day they're peeling away a piece of our rights. The more we're trying to defend them, the more they're taking them away. Gun laws is a non-starter. They won't even have the conversation. Gun reform, they won't even have the conversation. Removing AR-15s and these weapons of that can blow, you know, watermelon-sized holes in your body. Weapons of war on the streets. They won't even talk or discuss it. In the meantime, there's abortion rights has been taken away. Women have no longer have body autonomy. They just rolled back affirmative action, but newsflash, white women, yes, I said it three times, have been the highest demographic that have benefited from affirmative action. But see, they couldn't use blacks and they couldn't use women. So they used the Asian demographic with the stereotype of them being smarter. So they used that subset, that demographic, to roll it back. And you got this coon ass Negro sitting on the Supreme Court who is where he is because of affirmative action. And his coon ass voted with the rest of the conservative people. A 6-3 vote. We're going backwards. People are frustrated. People are tired. Nothing is being done. And we're seeing mental health crises at a... And I talk to a lot of therapists. I go to therapy. I know there's a lot of people that need to go into therapy that absolutely, for whatever reason, refuse to. It's a stigma around it. And then there are people that are in therapy and for whatever reason can't be reached. And then there are your incels. the dickless, pussyless dudes who all they need is a good piece of pussy and they would probably straighten right up. But then again, that could create some other problems. But you have a group of people that are just angry. Angry at others for no reason. They're angry at the others. They're angry at the others. 338 mass shootings since January 1 of 2023. That's insane. And in just over our 4th of July weekend, because I am recording this late, but just over the 4th of July weekend, 13 people were killed and 80 people were injured in 22 different mass shootings across 17 states. And I'm all for people having the right to bear arms. But it's some arms that shouldn't even be allowed to be bared. It is some arms that should be off the list of being able to be owned by an individual that is not in the commission of a war. In other words, they're military grade weapons, and that are the those are the only institutions that should be allowed to purchase them. I think if you're found with one of those shootings, you need to be in jail. I mean, with one of those types of guns, you need to be in jail. What do you need a fucking AR-15 for? What do you need these machine guns, these guns that have these massive bullets and these massive amount of rounds? Where the fuck are you going? And what are you doing? You can't even kill an animal with it. You're going to split the bitch wide open. It's July, people. We're about to move into the hottest part of the summer. The hottest part of the summer. People are going to be vacationing more. Family and friends are going to be gathering together more. And we don't want to have our head on a swivel because somebody got their feelings hurt. And there's nothing more fragile than these bitch-ass motherfucking men that are out here nowadays. You can't even reject them without them wanting to throw gasoline on you and set you on fire or sit in the bushes and outside your home and beat you up, stab you, or kill you. We're in a crisis in this country. And they're worried about Joe Biden's son's taxes or the fucking laptop. Or here's the latest one, cocaine that was found in the White House. In a part of the White House where tourists are giving tours. But because it was in the White House, it's got to be Hunter's cane. Any fucking narrative to remove your mind from the fact that we're having a massive amount of shootings now on a consistent daily basis. And for me, living in the DMV, we've had two in a fucking week. That is too many. Too many. One happened over 2 hours from me, and the other one happened less than 20 minutes from me. Too many and too close for my comfort. But by all means, let's continue to worry about fucking Hunter Biden's laptop instead of the persons in Congress who have a responsibility because we voted them in office to do the will of the people. But instead, they're doing the will of the party and not the will of the people. And the more that they consistently can roll things back, and people continue to focus on the bullshit and not the real shit, they're going to slowly but surely be able to get away with it. Abortion was first. Affirmative action was second. And I did a show in 2017 on gay rights versus civil rights. and how gay rights was going to supersede civil rights. But guess what's next? Civil rights and voting rights. And you can hear it here first. When we hear them start to put that up for it, they're already gerrymandering states and a lot of red states, but they're also doing it. Don't get it twisted. We have a lot of quote unquote liberals, progressives, who don't want to silently say that they agree with what's going on, but they do their shit as well. So you got to keep an eye out for everybody. When we put these people in office, hold their feet to the fire. Period. We need gun reform. And we need to remove. We need to remove these people that are in office and figure out a way to get term limits for these people in Congress. And more importantly, we need term limits for this Supreme Court, or we need to expand it. Hillary Clinton told us in 2016 what was going to happen. But you white women, y'all love y'all men so much and hated her so much for standing by her man that you allowed a fucking idiot to take the wheel. And this is where we are. And for that, I want to say thank you. But for that, I'm going to say welcome to the Klan Karenhood. That is it for this edition of Situations with Sassy. Remember to live every moment, laugh every day, and love beyond words. But seriously, real talk, make sure you register to vote. Make sure that you know where your polling place is. Check the laws in your county and in your state, and help someone else do the same. We have got to get this country back on track, because I'm telling you, when I look up and I see black men extolling the virtues of the Republican Party and Hitler, I know we got a fucking problem. I'll talk to you in a week. Peace.
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store. Yeah.